Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. So glad that we have COVID behind us. If you've joined us in the last few weeks, we were on quarantine.
Yeah.
Couldn't have an audience, and now we got our audience back. Veronica is healthy. She had quite a serious bout with the COVID.
It wasn't serious. It just lasted forever.
She didn't have any. She lost her sense of smell and taste. We did not. But we had other ailments.
I didn't feel bad. I just was like bored.
So anyway, we are here. I'm Deborah Lee. I've got my co-host riding shotgun. This is Jimbo Baggins.
Jimbo,
there you go.
Jimbo Baggins.
And, of course, Veronica, who sits off in the shadows behind about 11 veils.
Right.
Where she remains incognito, but she will be giving you your Rebel card reading.
Yeah.
Rebel cards are real cards. We got them off of Amazon, I believe, so you don't think we're making this up. What would you say, Veronica? The insights are very
blunt.
There's the word.
And saucy.
I like that.
Not sugar coated.
They can add an element to my reading that will just kind of get right to the point. So we like that. Jimbo's going to give you some updates here, and then we're jumping right in.
Okay, we want to remind everybody that number to call in is 515-602-9676. If you can't call in and you have Messenger, Facebook Messenger, you can Messenger Deborah Lee, and we will be able to talk to you. And they can go audio or visual. It doesn't matter. The people that are Facebook Live viewers can't see.
We're using a portal.
They cannot see. So.
Yeah, and it's a really nice where you can choose if you want us to see you or not, and it's only going to be for us. We don't turn the device around, okay?
International person, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out.
Yeah. Nice big shout-out.
We'll say, hey, hey, hey. That number, like we said before, 515-602-9676. When you're in the queue, you'll hear the show. Don't think that that's something weird, electronic, weird crap has happened.
Right.
Everything's cool. You're in the show, you're in the queue, and you will be selected in the order you called in. Marie, hello, Marie.
Marie, hello there.
Hello.
What else? Oh, when you do call in on your cell, we know that we're going through electronics and internet stuff. It's not like before when we had the telephone right here. So please don't do speakerphone. It just really sucks on our end. Don't move around. That also is just as bad if you're walking around and stuff, talking at the same time. It gets choppy. Watch your background noises. Wind, if you're in your car, radio is pretty rough. If you're out in public, we've had some public ones. Those have been a little rough, too. Lots of background noise. The kids, dogs, I don't know if you got rhinoceros in your house, whatever. Put them in their cages, all of them.
Put them all away.
Now, if you are joining us through Facebook Live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, you're seeing us in action. You can also present your question there when we ask from that audience. Does someone here have a question for a reading? Because this is normally a call-in show, but if we hit a lull, we're not going to just sit here and go, I wonder if that phone's going to ring, or they're going to, you know.
Right.
So we will take your request.
We have somebody that says they're new here named Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Facebook Live.
Good to have you with us. Are you international or, you know, just with us in the U.S.?
Yeah, just let us know. If you're international, we'll give you a shout-out.
Absolutely.
If you can't call in on the phone line, like if you're international, you can Skype if you have international Skype thing set up.
That's right.
It's nowhere near as expensive as like calling on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're friends with Deborah Lee, become a messenger. If you're not, well, then do a friend request and we'll get you next time. She'll like your friend request. So let's give that number out one more time. It is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. And I think we shall take our first caller.
I think we should.
Patiently waiting. This is 510 from California.
Hello.
510, you're up.
Well, hello there from California.
Hi.
What's your first name, please?
Tasha.
Who? I'm sorry?
Tasha.
Tasha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hello, Tasha. Have we spoken to you before?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not ringing a bell.
I don't think
with
so.
Me.
No, she would know.
Yeah,
no,
she thinks she has.
No, she doesn't think so.
Oh, well, then.
So then you're a brand new caller.
Welcome you aboard.
And we're Callie. From where?
From Cali.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, Cali.
And you'll never be a newcomer again. You're now part of the Psychic Love Doctor family. So,
Tasha,
tell us a little bit about, say, you and your situation and the question you'd like the cards to address for you.
Me, I just want to see what my friendship with my friends will move out of friend zone and into something more.
If it will develop.
Okay, you know what? That's an awesome question.
That's a pretty good question. Yeah, that's good. She was, for a first-timer, she was right to the point.
Yes, and you know, the cards are extremely accurate when it comes to matters of the heart. The emotions are very strong.
His initial is S.
Okay, F?
S.
I like Sam or
yeah,
S.
Sam's.
F.
Yeah,
like
X like Malcolm X.
No, S like Frank. Yeah.
I was right the
like
first time.
Like Frank.
Frank.
Hey, we got to get phonetic here.
Yeah,
we got to get like Frank
is it,
like
is it
Fox.
Sierra or is it Foxtrot?
Right.
Well,
okay. Yeah. Frank, like Frank. Okay.
No, S.
It is S Sierra, right?
Yeah. What's his name? Sean. Just put it that way.
His name is what?
His name is Sean.
Sean. Okay, so S like
Sean.
Sean.
Yeah. And you know, you could go with a letter, you can make up a name.
Right. You could call him Bob the
Just be consistent if you call back again that you don't get your letters and names mixed up.
Right.
Names.
It all does.
And
the
cards
will know.
Together.
They don't. Like,
what you're talking about with us.
Yeah. They don't run on, you know, what your real name is.
We could call him Jason Momoa.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay.
Ooh, you like him a lot.
I do. I like him, and he just got divorced. I'm like,
he's
well,
like
he's
a mountain you'd
now.
Have to climb. All right. I hope it starts, Tasha. And for everyone that is new, like you are, I'm using a 24-card layout, not just a random pull of a couple cards. This serves me well to show also those who are watching can see the layout. And this is what I do in private sessions with those who wish to go private with me. We will lay them out several times during the reading, the session. So, boy... You know, Sean looks like he's a little bit of a tough nut to crack in the sense of I'm trying to think how to put this. Tasha, he seems very comfortable in the friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he really enjoys you. My suspicion is that he's been hurt. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can go back to, you know, late teens. Men will hide behind, you know, they'll hide behind the smile, but sometimes that first or second hurt can really cause a wound.
A little scar tissue.
Right. Now, I want you to know, however, you're not just going to sit around and be collecting moss in this friendship. With Valentine's Day coming, I'm putting a special intention into the cards to find out what will be the reality a year from now as cards project. I got to tell you, my dear, well, look at this, you guys. One, two, three, four, five. She's got six guys.
It's raining men.
Hallelujah.
That is, and I'm not even sure that you're aware of how attractive you are to members of the opposite sex who often see you. They are, you know, like they're in the periphery, we'll say.
Mm.
Yeah, do you see that?
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
That's a lot of men. So if this one just wants to sit being a friend,
mm-hmm.
if you ever were to go next,
yeah.
you will have a line. So of perspective.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. So I just wanted to let you know, and I feel that a year from now, you will actually have a choice between two men at that time. And I would say the one who looks at you that I see in the cards, he has a really warm, sensitive nature. My late husband was a king of hearts. And go with the one that gives you the attention without being asked, because he just wants to look at you with adoring eyes. So I wish I could be more positive about the relationship you're in as friends. You know, the thing is, though, this is very curious. When a man finds out that another man is interested, it's like he doesn't want another male invading his territory.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you just might find Sean leaping to the fore, wanting to make sure he's not secured.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he's got a lot to offer, too. He comes through as a very good man in your cards. But in terms of moving to another level, I am not seeing it at the present time. All right.
Okay.
So
keep dating till then, till he's ready.
I'm sorry, what's he saying?
So just keep dating until he's ready?
He's ready.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, probably.
Just have to show a little patience.
Okay.
Yeah, and watch and see how that really piques his interest. Yes, I got that.
Okay. Well,
stand by for your rebel card reading.
Your rebel card, since you are new, it is a blunt version of a tarot reading. And it's kind of modern. It's modernized.
Okay.
So here it is. Stop texting. Stop talking. Stop checking on that person. Just stop. Spend your time on someone worth it. Don't waste it on ridiculousness.
Oh. Well, I think that's her reading in a nutshell, really. For her to, I wouldn't say turn your back on him, but just don't be
don't be so open
and available.
Yeah, be a little patient, too.
Okay.
All right. Real quick, we were curious, since you're a new caller, how did you find our show?
On Blog Talk.
Yay!
Well, that's great, then. Well, you don't need to be a stranger now. If you have Facebook and you follow the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook, you will get notified when we go live anytime.
Yes. For instance, our next show is Monday on newsforthesoul.com.
Which is also Blog Talk, but yes. So if you follow us, and then we do it every other Wednesday show, so if you like, follow, or whatever the hell they call it on Facebook, you'll get posts. We usually post before we go live, and then you'll get the actual live, we are live now thing.
Yes, and you can get as many readings as you'd like.
Yeah, you know, it's not one a week or one every month, or one every show. You can get one every show.
Exactly.
If you want to be a regular.
Okay,
Tasha,
thank you.
Wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for calling in.
First time caller, and she was the first caller.
Yes, how about that?
First time.
We look forward to talking with you again.
Yes. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okie dokie. We're going to give that number out again real quick before we take our next caller. That number is 515-602-9676. Don't be afraid to call in. There is no limit to how many people we can put on hold. We'll take them in order. Don't think when you hear us doing a reading, you can't call in. You can call in. You can call in and call in and call in, and you'll get to hear the show, so you won't miss anything. And if you can call in, you can messenger Deborah Lee.
That's right.
Unless we're doing the reading, we can't put people on hold.
I actually was wondering about that. You can't
message.
Have
a hold. All you can say is not now.
Where is it that someone could message a question? if they can't be in the live.
We don't want message a question.
Got it. Okay.
So they either portal us live.
Yeah.
Or if we have nobody on Messenger and we have nobody on the phone, I will turn to the people that are viewing on Facebook.
We used to email questions.
That was Nicole used to stack them up the email
questions
when there was an emergency and she had nothing and we had nothing.
Good to know.
Still has them in her back pocket in case we ever do run across it. We just never usually do anymore. Okay. All right. We are going to go to our next caller that we are sorry that we kept holding on longer than normal, but it's okay. We have to give that number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in on the phone. Or you can messenger Deborah Lee, but you must be a friend first.
You must be a friend first.
It's an exclusive club.
It is a VIP.
We are going to go to area code 443, which is in the land of Mary. Marilyn, 443, are now live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Hi, welcome to the show. And who are we speaking to?
It's Miss Regular.
Miss Suzanne.
How do you know where you guys
tonight? I knew. We have a Maryland regular,
Yes, you are our Maryland connection.
I want to give an international shout out to Lisa from Australia.
Lisa, boy, she's already into Saturday.
Yeah, it's the next day, morning or something like that, too,
Well, Suzanne, how goes it? And what's on your mind?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Everything's good. I just wanted to say hello and check in for my, make sure. Just see what you're seeing for me as far as spiritual work again, maybe. Refining that a little.
I can certainly do that for you. And it's interesting how this show does attract people who have a calling on their life for the future, whether it's healing in the spiritual sense or medical sense. It can also be I've got a lot of women who call me for private sessions who are actually clinical psychologists. And this is helpful to them with their clientele.
Well, because, they got to have somebody to talk to.
All right. Poor Suzanne. Here we go.
Our regular, Melinda Mary. Favorite to the north.
Are you driving?
I am.
Not too bad though, but we heard some kind of steady humming sound.
Yeah,
it wasn't overpowering, so don't sweat it. But we could hear it. And these are one of those instances when you probably got to be on speaker because you don't want to die, and those are the laws and blah blah blah. They want you to be hands free. There's nothing you can do then.
Right.
Yeah, you got to follow the law and you got to stay alive.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
How's the weather out there?
Yeah, how's Maryland doing for weather?
Actually, it's not bad. Not bad at all today.
We had 68 today for high. Tomorrow will be the big 7-0, they say.
We're pretty excited about
it. Back to Arctic.
For those listening,
we
are broadcasting from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Now, Suzanne, just because I'm curious, are you going to be impacted by that snowstorm they're calling for this weekend?
Well, I originally heard it for Sunday into Monday, but I've not heard another thing about it in like 3 days.
Okay, well.
I hope not.
Well, of course.
Now, for you, I feel that your walk is definitely in the spiritual realm. There is a couple here that you are actually going to look at as your first healing experience that's coming rather soon to you, and it's involving a couple here that have sustained a terrible loss. My first instinct is that they've lost a child.
That would be terrible.
And I could see you reaching out to them through however this connection develops for you. It could be a coworker at work. It could be a friend. It could be somebody you are acquainted with online. But it is going to reach out to you. And this is when I feel your spiritual work is really going to start leading the way for you.
Okay.
And I'm seeing your husband here. He's not quite sure what the future is bringing for you in terms of your work, what you really want to do. So I think he's being rather tentative. And, it's hard for others sometimes to get the same vision that we have. So I really feel that he'll eventually get on board.
Well, as long as you don't walk up to him and go,
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, I mean,
I just try to like step back and don't, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
I just don't say much about it, but he's
not working.
I hear this occasionally.
Well, some people, I think, are afraid because you might
he's
be
afraid,
under.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it is what
he's
it is.
Afraid that there is another realm. Yeah.
Well, right. The unknown.
Yeah.
The unknown.
And
men,
open a door, you can't close.
Men tend to be more, I'm trying to think what the word is, more in the, like, physical realm.
What they can see, touch, and feel. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. There it is.
Science.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're going to be feeling like it's baby steps, but anything you see online, go for it. Like
right.
if a free little article or a course, be like a sponge out there. And yes, it will appeal to you because you're meant to follow that path too. I think you're going to have a multifaceted, I'm going to call it a ministry. But I think it's more of a healing, you know, a healing project that you're going to have. It's going to be expansive, very, very big. You're going to also, before I have to move on, you are going to attract the attention of a woman who's rather well known. She's coming through as having dark hair and probably dark eyes. She could be from another country, but... You are going to, and I feel, now that could still be down the road, but just don't be surprised if you receive some kind of contact from somebody like that. And certainly, if anybody were, go ahead.
Would they be attracted just because, like, they'll get a calling to come and talk to me, or they will have seen me doing something, and that's why you think?
I feel it's going to be, they're going to have seen you work in it, or you're going to have written something, and they are another, like what would we call them? They are another, kind of an icon out there.
Okay.
Well, I have seen, I don't know if you're on any social media, TikTok, Instagram, I have seen people get about 30,000 followers, and like TV shows have contacted her, and other places have contacted her, and that's a huge outlet to get on the media, and that's how they can find you, and you raise your vibration that way too.
And remember, if you're meant to be found, you will
be
found.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be discovered.
Okay.
So once you are ready, boy, you're going to be on your way. And we have a very special international shout-out to our friend.
Our regular in the land of Ing, Terry Sue.
We have Terry Sue.
Hopefully she's still here. We'll see.
I just saw her a second ago.
Suzanne, thank you so much for calling. We love hearing
from
you.
Thank you.
Oh, stand by
for your rebel card meeting.
I can't remember that. You've got to
remember. Well, we got out of like 2 weeks of not doing them.
Oh, yeah.
During COVID.
So this connects really well with what Deb was saying. Believe what you see and choose it bravely.
Wow. There you go. Boldly,
okay.
Bravely.
And go where no
man has gone
before.
Right.
5-year
mission, blah, blah.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. We want to remind everybody that number to call in is 515-602-9676. We are approaching Hopesville, USA.
Oh, go so fast.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to do it now before we take a next call or reading. Excuse me.
All right.
We're going to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, but we hope everybody enjoys themselves. As usual, that number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's the number if you can call in on your phone. If you cannot do so, international or just you can't. Even sometimes domestically we get some messenger calls. You can call us on Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show, to Deborah Lee.
Right.
And you have to be a friend. And a lot of you are. And Terry Sue, good night. I think she's gone.
Terry Sue, good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Well, you know, yeah, it's pretty late there.
It's late in the UK.
Yeah, we don't know, you know. We know nothing
we
about
know
what the plans
nothing.
Are. It'd be tough.
Yeah,
I know. That's
okay.
What I was trying to, I'll say it. Okay. 515-602-9676. We, all lines are open. You can call in on that number. 515-602-9676. You can call in on that number, or you can messenger Deborah Lee right now.
Yes. We're waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, and we have quite a few viewers, so I'll see if anybody has anything.
Mm-hmm. The other day, I was scraping soap off a dish, and shard went right up into my...
You're a very dangerous person.
I know. I should not be using... I should have had a regular tool. I just didn't. I came only to... help her organize and stuff, but I went into the bathroom and I was like, I have to clean it in here. I just posted that.
Veronica runs her own business. She's
business.
Yes. She is a professional as a, what is it? You aren't you a holistic or a green cleaner?
I just say green.
Organic type stuff, unless they want you to do otherwise, right?
No, usually I just use my own stuff.
All right.
Unless it's special.
I'll go ahead and finish. That's what I'm ready. You can finish. We have something lined up. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So unless you have, like, special counters or a special shower, I just was saying that today, you do have that providing because I won't have that. But then I also do organizing as well. And we do a lot of purging and donating.
Oh,
to
this woman is
–
she's phenomenal when it comes to organization.
I do love it. I have been asked in the recent week what my favorite thing to do. I like to do small jobs like under the sink in the bathroom or the kitchen, and then big jobs like, oh my gosh, storage, like bedroom storage or pantry.
If you would like some really great ideas, you can follow Veronica on TikTok.
Yes.
And her, what do you call it, a handle?
Yes,
or
my handle is Clean Home Happy Heart, all one word.
And she will actually show you and demonstrate. I've already learned something. She is able to actually take your toilet seat off for cleaning.
Most of it, yes, yes. It's pretty exciting.
And ours is now better than it's ever been.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Take that with a grain of salt about taking a toilet seat off being exciting, but
I can clean all the grime. It's very exciting.
Okie dokie, pokey. All right, we have a Facebook Live viewer.
Okay.
We have Marie, who is international. Shout out to Marie from England.
England.
She was here earlier. I didn't recognize. That's why I had
the land of Inga.
She says, "When will I meet Mr. Wright?"
Mr. Wright.
She's looking for a time frame. Mr. Wright. Do you think you know Mr. Wright right now? That's what I'm curious.
You're asking her?
Yep. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at you. Yeah, that is that was, that was so Marie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, Marie.
Do you
think he might be an acquaintance of me or not?
Do you have your sights on Mr. Wright?
That's what I'm wondering.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Do you think you have a target acquired? Okay, and got up 30, 40 seconds away, so we shall see. And while she's flipping the cards out real quick, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in or messenger Deborah Lee after this reading. You can call in anytime because you'll be on hold.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't messenger us in the middle of reading. We can't put you on hold. We got to say no.
Oh, my goodness, Marie. Love is in the air for you, let me tell you. She's another one. With men stacked up like planes over, what's the name of the airport in England?
I don't know. Probably
I can't remember.
London, I would imagine, is a pretty big one.
London Fog. We know nothing. Sorry.
Anyway, I'm going to have to go long on this because I'm not.
Heathrow.
Planes over Heathrow. Yeah, that's what you got. Lots of men. I want you to know, though, that I feel it's going to extend into later this year.
What?
I am not seeing this very soon. Only because, let me see what I'm looking at here. Only because he's in a state of being prepared for you.
Mm.
And it is possible that she has seen you from afar.
Oh, dear. Not and a you, stalker. Just
no,
a nice guy.
Just has noticed you possibly out socially, which is a strange idea after we've all been in lockdown for so long.
Yeah, you might frequent the same place.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. So it
right.
sees you repetitively. It doesn't mean like he's got plastic lined living
like
room and
when you
and
go to the
like
library.
It doesn't mean it's Dexter.
Or go to
that.
Pray. Like,
see,
we are good girls.
He's
right.
taken notice.
This yeah. is a keeper. This one comes bearing love in his heart for you. And I feel it is completely a situation surrounded by serendipity, where it's an unexpected event that just develops. You could be online in a store waiting to go through the cashier, you know, the cash out process. You could be out for a cup of coffee, and it'll
or
seem...
Cup of tea.
Or a cup of tea, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Tea and crumpet.
Yes.
One lump or two.
Mm-hmm. But it'll be something of that nature. Very unexpected. If you've been doing the dating sites, no. This is not someone like that.
All
right.
This will be the one where you must be ready. Make sure you go out all the time looking presentable.
Well, here's the thing with serendipity, though. It's going to happen when you don't.
I just don't want her, like, opening up her front door to get the mail.
Yeah,
get the mailbox.
You typically think you're
going to
be prepared 24/7, but you're not. Your guard's going to be down. It's life.
Never have
life
your guard down.
Life is life. It's going to happen.
I met one of my very favorite TV stars. While I had coffee spilled all over the front of my shirt, no makeup, my hair was like...
Who was this?
He was from the TV show JAG. Do you watch it? The
no,
General.
I know the
General. And the thing is, nobody was around him. I got to speak with him for 45 minutes, and he put a kiss right here.
Why did he do this?
Because
were you?
Because he's, you know, he's promoting himself.
Oh, kissing.
Marie, you need to know also, make sure you get enough, what would I tell her, protein? She's got some really great intimacy, hot sex coming with that relationship.
Also, take your vitamins,
yes.
Drink lots of water, do some exercises.
I got to, just for those that are listening and not watching, when she said she got a kiss right here, she pointed to the side of her cheek.
Forgot.
It wasn't any no-no places.
No.
Not in her toenail or something.
It wasn't any bathing suit areas.
No, none of that. All right, so it looks good. I think by next year, next Valentine's Day, Marie could be even more special for you.
She asked, has he seen her?
I believe he has.
Yeah.
I don't feel, though, he's made his presence that known to you.
He's just kind of casually observing.
Do we know which one of the cards he was?
He is a King of Spades.
I was wondering. Thank you.
And it says a lot about his character, a lot of integrity. This is somebody who could be in a profession where they deal with, analyzing things. Could be, a property assessor, a judge, a lawyer, doctor. I mean, it's somebody that is looking not... Oh, like at the big gray matter that's around our lives all the time.
Okay.
Right, wrong, black, white, that kind of thing.
Oh. Okay.
And he's going to treat her like a queen. And I was about to say, for Valentine's Day next year, you could get more than some flowers.
Oh, my God.
No, I meant like a ring.
And brown sugar, brown sugar.
You can go buy a ring. Mm-hmm.
What, a man?
Mm-hmm. I'll just say anybody can go buy a ring. I'm talking brown cow.
Can go buy that.
Well, you can, but it's not as much fun, though. Well, I think we are diverting.
Okay.
Anyway, she has to stand by for her rebel card.
Yes. Here we go.
Stand by, buddy.
Okay, listen to this.
From the land of Ing.
Rebel. Because F it.
I don't know. Does that mean,
that's
like...
That's all it says?
Yep.
Let her hair down. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, it says because.
It has literally four words.
Okay,
because
so that has to mean something to you.
F-bombing.
Yes.
She said, thank you. Sounds good. Okay, well, that has to mean that was there's some delay.
I have gotten this card only twice.
So your rebel card has to, the messages sometimes don't mean anything to us.
True.
but they mean something to
they
you.
Mean
you have to
think
about that. Yeah? We don't know every little aspect of
thank
their
you,
life.
Marie,
yes, thank you,
Marie. It's wonderful to be able to
chat with you.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, if you want to talk to us live on these types of shows, you need to become a friend of Deborah Lee if you're not already. And then you can, since you're on Facebook, you know
yeah.
you can messenger us.
Yeah,
you can be on the show live.
Free.
And your reading's going to be a lot better quality.
Right.
When we can talk.
One-on-one, no 20, 30-second delay, me typing questions. It'll be a lot better, but that's up to you. Everybody does what they
do.
I
do like those. Sometimes I get to sit in on those.
You like those?
I do.
Yeah.
Okie dokie, Pokey. Let's continue on because we're a little bit over the hump. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We have a caller waiting.
Well, let's get to the caller.
And I want to remind the people that can't call in, you can messenger Deborah Lee through Facebook Live Messenger, but not right now because we're taking our radio caller. So right.
Like a daddy pin.
We're now going to area code 317, which is Indiana, 317.
Indiana, where they've had a lot of snow lately. Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, it's Allie.
Well, hello there, Miss Allie.
Hello.
Hi. I know I recently called you about my boyfriend, and you guys said be patient. He's going to be on his way. But I was wondering, what does this year look like for him and me? Anything
okay.
exciting?
Okay.
It's
a long distance, I believe, like an internet relationship, but that has moved to the
yes.
phone.
Okay. So he is currently your boyfriend. We're not looking for one.
No. He's currently my boyfriend.
Okay,
so,
good.
So what is, if you ask what's going?
How this year will be.
How
will
play out.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
How
it is.
How will it be?
And we are approaching the end of our first quarter of the year very soon, by the end of the month.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Time flies when you're getting old, ready to die.
Oh, my gosh. So I know everybody else knows the story. How did you guys get together?
We talked to each other on Instagram.
Oh,
okay.
I've got to get into this Instagram
yep.
stuff.
Yes, indeed.
I don't get it,
don't
but
get
I, can,
it.
I can learn it.
Learn by doing.
It's much
yeah.
easier than TikTok. Just
that's
like
what John
doing.
Really?
Okay, and how long have you guys been chatting?
3 years.
Holy mackerel.
Holy guacamole.
I didn't even
boyfriend.
Know that Instagram
yeah.
existed 3 years ago. I just like to say
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been around for at least 10, I think.
Allie.
And you guys have never met in person?
No. We were taking it slow.
Okay.
Do you do video call so you see each other?
No, I haven't done video call. Kind of shy with that.
Oh, I know. It took me a long time just to get used to doing this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and meeting with my clients over the video call.
Is there a great distance here?
Yeah, is he in another country?
No, he's in California.
That's right.
That's a great distance.
And you're in Indiana.
In Indiana, yep. That's a couple time zones.
Well, I got to tell you, you've got highlighted here in your cards. An absolutely wonderful path toward a new home and a very solid marriage. And if these were in my cards, I would feel like, oh, yes, it's on the way.
Okay.
And, you know, we have to remember when we're talking about people who meet, say, on the internet, and they go, how about all the pen pals like 40 years ago that
true.
You might just only see pictures. You just get a letter.
God, that was old days, boy.
Back in those days,
holy
you didn't
crap.
Make expensive phone calls.
So you didn't use.
Oh, that was not an option
if
you were like a rich kid or something.
You had to use a telegram or something. So,
but, yeah, but you
cool.
could fall in love through a letter.
That is true.
So I'm not disputing that 3 years is too long or too, you know. I really think that the cards are saying this relationship has all the earmarks of a happy ending for you.
Yeah, well, that's positive.
Oh, very.
Life,
oh,
so I guess you just don't really get a really clear when on this.
That's list. During this year. I wouldn't be surprised if she's engaged before the end of the year.
You know, I think it's been 3 years now. I think it's probably the fourth year things got to start coming together.
And I don't think she needs to give him an ultimatum.
No, but it just should naturally happen.
Oh, I think it's going to.
I mean, 3 years is a long time. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's a certain point where that next step has to be taken.
Well, she's nervous, too. I see that in the card.
And you know what? Life, you know, hey, there's no rush in life unless you both got some kind of terminal disease. Take your time.
Right. But you got to take a risk at some point.
You got to take a risk at some point. But it's been going this long, and there hasn't been any kind of weird request like I need money or anything. So that sounds like a good thing, at least.
Right. And what's her rebel card looking like?
Yeah, stand by for your rebel card reading.
Her rebel card is very interesting. It's sitting right on the top when I cut the deck. Take a trip. Go see some stuff. Do some things. Mm. Talk to people. Just saying.
Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if they could meet maybe halfway?
Yes. Yeah, maybe Vegas. That's always a fun place to meet anyway, right?
Or a country place where they could do sightseeing.
You can do sightseeing in Vegas. And everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas anyway. So, yeah. You got that going for you.
Or she could have him come and see the cornfields in Indiana.
No,
right.
I think she's in a big city in Indiana.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't no cornfields, I think, where she is.
Well, I'm in Franklin. That's close to Indianapolis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's right outside. She's right next to Indianapolis.
My son Brett lived there in Franklin.
Many moons
he
ago.
He loved it. Oh. Absolutely loved it.
Well, it's kind
of
like... Indianapolis is one of those cities about 20 years ago started like really renewing itself 20, 30 years ago, really becoming the thing.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of great new things and fun stuff going on. It started about 30 years ago, probably.
But,
crazy.
The winter weather.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that comes off of the Great Lakes or,
probably.
Remember when we drove through there in that RV? That construction made us want to vomit straight up in the air like it was an exorcist show. The construction around Indianapolis
like
was
it
bad.
Was just
yeah.
On the interstate around Indianapolis, it was just bad. During rush hour. Yay!
Yeah, it was terrible.
But anyway.
Allie, how long have you lived there?
I've lived here all my life. And the funny thing is, he used to live here. Too, in Indianapolis. So,
well,
look at that.
A connection.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Why, certainly.
Well, thank you, Allie, and I hope you have a very nice weekend. And I hope this reading has made you feel more secure and more positive about the future outcome of your relationship so that you have. Let's put it this way. Your vibration right now is elevated. Great time to do some manifesting.
Yeah, and if you had a couple of negative apprehensions, they might be put down right now a little bit, because
especially
humans,
if you're supposed to be making a trip.
For humans, you might get a little fearful of an unknown and the new thing.
Yeah.
But if he was a player, a liar, a scammer, anything like that, it would jump right out. At me.
At her, and that would have come out long before the
I would
three-year
think,
mark.
Yes.
Probably before the 12-month mark.
Probably.
And you should pour some in your cup. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Well, thanks, Sally. Call us again. We'd love that.
Okay, yeah,
definitely.
Thank you.
You know how to get a hold of us.
Guys, have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Yep, do not be a stranger, my dear.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
And we're going
to let me do it,
yeah.
And you wouldn't spill it.
Okay.
Well, and... That pitcher is got Oops. Issues. You have to go slow. If you tip it greater than normal, it water says, I'll go elsewhere then.
But I can tell you this right now, that I have one on the back porch, and I went flying today and hit the concrete. Just rolled. No breakage.
Oh, it is thick glass. All right. Real quickly, because we have some time for more callers. We have one already on the hold. We're lining up, and we can get another one if they call in.
Hello.
That number is?
Yeah.
You're talking to nobody.
I know.
They're muted right now.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I'm the master of this controller.
That's right. The commander.
I'm like Nicole on Mondays.
Yes.
515-602-9676 or messenger us after the call, not right now, because we're about to take a caller, to Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger. All right?
Who will it be?
Well, we know the area code real well. All right? I'm going to unmute that person. Area code. I got area code 806, Texas 806. Who of the two could it be?
Hello, Welcome. This is Anne.
Hello,
Anne.
International shout out to Lady R in South Africa.
Lady R in South Africa.
Wow. Because sometimes they only stop in for 2 minutes.
Glad that you popped in to see us.
Yes, she's our regular from that continent.
and it's late.
It is late.
Yeah.
Or very, very early, depends on how you want to get.
That's true. All right, Ann, how is everything going?
Ann is back.
It's going good. I've been having a busy week getting things for my new office. I got a picture frame, a lamp, a little plant, and I got my diplomas ready to. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Veronica. And I got my diplomas ready to hang up on the wall. So Monday, I'm going to go and set it all up. So just, you know, touching base with your cards to see in general.
Yeah, we've been doing been kind of out of the action for a little
bit. Yeah.
Okay, is this the school job? The one that
it's at the university.
Full-time!
Right. I went ahead and accepted it.
Higher education.
And I'm really excited.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice.
So we didn't, this is the one that she wanted. And there was another one that was only part-time.
Yeah, there was a couple, and she chose this one.
And she chose this. I'm so
glad you're on COVID restrictions.
I chose a full-time job. I can't believe it.
That is fantastic, and it's exactly what you've been wanting to do.
I think you chose Wes.
What would you like me to look at the cards for you?
Yes, but just in general, you know, what guidance do I need to hear? What message?
Exactly. That is so exciting, Anne. I'm so happy.
And to all the listeners out there, Anne is what we call like a super regular. She's been with us forever and ever.
She's been with us.
So when she calls
up
and says, I want a general, well,
we can do it.
Deb's been doing readings here for a long time, so she knows a lot of stuff. Or if you're a new person, say, I want a general, we don't know anything about
you. Yeah, I don't have a familiar tie.
So, and it's kind of a catch-22 because new people are kind of tentative, because that's the one we have today, and they just kind of say, I want to know things, because they're scared.
Right.
But
okay.
That's when you need very precise when you're brand new.
So I have to cut in. Tell me again
what
this job includes.
It's going to be, I'm an undergraduate advisor for the university with an option to teach a course if that's available. And the benefits are, you know, health benefits. But the big one I like is that my dependent will be able to go to college for 30 hours per year. So Danielle got her degree, so I'm hoping my second daughter, if she decides to go to school, then I can get her to go. And then I can take a class too every session. So.
Cool. Now, that 30 hours benefit, that 30 hours benefit, is that just for undergraduate classes?
I think so, but I mean, it's 30 hours
it's cool.
Year,
that's cool.
So that's
curious.
Like a full-time student.
Not trying to be little. I'm just curious. That's all. There's a big distinction between those two classes. I just wanted to know. Okay, great. All right, back to Deb. She has your card.
That's awesome. I'm so glad. I'm like tearing up here. Okay,
that's
moving
on. I'm happy for you too, Anne. And, you know, I always said, and I don't mean to blow my own horn here, but, but I always said that caring for your grandchildren the way you did was going to bring blessings to you.
That's for sure.
She did what she had to do to help out, and it was a win-win for her, too, for her grandkids. Yep.
Okay, now that you've entered the higher learning arena.
A professional area, and she can do her me time now.
Well, if you little think so.
Uh-oh, stand by.
Until you get the lay of the land with all the different personalities of those who are on staff, be Switzerland.
For anybody starting
a job. Always go blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, don't put yourself out there with any strong opinion.
I never make any waves when I start a new job, ever. Do not do that.
You're going to encounter a woman that, she's going to peeve you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to try and remember is she's insanely jealous of you.
Because she's awesome.
You know, sometimes we women can be so brutal to each other.
Yes.
So, yeah, and you are going to encounter her because she is under sure to come true.
Oh, wonderful.
It could be somebody that you answer to.
Okay.
Could be somebody who's just a colleague. I don't think it's a student. I just don't see them having that kind of power.
Hate
you.
What we have suggested before is you kill them with kindness.
I think so.
Yeah, and we're in the university. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of people. I don't care. Even if it's a small university, there's a ton of people.
And it's highly politically...
oh, Oh yeah, I mean, there's
Give
a
me
lot
a word.
Of yeah. When you get a lot of all these professors, when you get a lot of professors and different
Here.
Types of things going on, there's a lot of people jockeying for higher powers positions. They want to become this some teaching and to get into the grant area. Some of them undergraduate. I mean, there's a lot of crap going on.
Some of the other
right.
professors could have the God syndrome. Because I see some men here that really think there's something.
Oh, yeah, probably somebody that's like 60 years old. Who's this chicka coming here?
Yeah.
Who's
this new girl?
Brand new chicka.
Well, and Ann, you're very attractive, so you're going to get no...
Wait a minute, you just said attractive, but then you said not like that.
Well, we're talking like attractive, like as professional.
No, she meant physically, right? Right?
Yeah. I'll take both of those.
And the hot chick.
Yeah.
All right.
And the guy's thinking, wow, wow.
And, okay.
And also, I think you're going to get some attention from
the men folks.
The boys. The students.
Okay.
All right.
Looking for Mrs.
Because
Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson, right on. Okay. Anne doesn't go that way. Okay.
No, I can't see it.
What
you.
Was that other song? Jamie's Mom's Got It Going
no,
On.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
and I do want to say that for your listeners, you did tell me a job opportunity would be coming in January, and it did happen, just like the cards
well,
and you had
so
told
excited.
Me.
I'm so excited.
Yep.
And I know that when you called the last time and you had just a couple things going on, but you're like, that's really not what I need. So I love that you held out until you got what you wished.
And I'll tell you, you are going to be highly respected as far as your...
I think
your,
so, too.
Yeah. You've got a lot of savviness to her.
It's, you know, she's been doing some other stuff for a while. She's getting back into the professional world.
Right.
Don't make waves. Oh, that's all devastating. Don't make waves, right?
I think you're going
to... priority.
Right.
I think you're going to find a man there.
Oh, and you got a little
okay.
bit of...
What a mighty good man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I will keep you posted on that end, too.
Okay.
Do not leave us. Stand by for your rebel card reading.
This is the second time I've gotten this card tonight, and I have not gotten this card more than once, or it's not an often card. Rebel! Because F it.
Okay. What does that say? Rebel?
Rebel, because F it.
I think that was actually the last card.
That was the two cards
and
before.
And that's crazy. She shuffled.
Oh, was it two? Okay.
So whatever it is this person is up against you, you need to do the opposite of what
that
you would
girl,
want.
That woman.
What she'd want.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, if she wants you to bow down and do whatever, you know, like, oh, no, I don't think so.
But if you're a new person, you got to do it in a really
well,
subtle way.
Subtle. The thing is, she could be really snide, but she could say to you, oh, I love what you're wearing. Is that new? And you'd say, oh, no, I've had this for a number of years.
And then she'd go, oh, because I can tell.
Yeah.
Something snappy.
Yeah,
I see.
Like,
right.
Well,
oh,
a lot
right.
of them try to stir the pot.
Yep.
Yes. So you just know how to do it.
And if you are invading her territory, she thinks she's got all those men in her corral. She's got another thing coming.
Right.
Okay.
Wait. Be there. Do your thing. Make waves.
And be careful.
Eventually, you're not going to be the new person. Eventually.
You won't be the new person.
Eventually, you're going to get to that point where you can start saying to people.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. We have to end the show.
Well, we got 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Well, Anne.
We don't have to kick her to the curb.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. All right. Y'all have
a
good weekend. Absolutely.
Okay.
You too.
All right.
Thank you. All right. If, before I forget, if any of you do want to try again to call in for a reading or, you know, want to connect with us, we actually are a member of newsforthesoul.com, run by a fabulous lady, Nicole Whitney. This is our, I would call it our overflow shows on Friday.
Well, we're branching off on our own a little bit because we only have a show with her once a week.
So we want to have
more
exposure to others that way, yes.
Yeah, we recommend you come to the Monday show.
Yeah, and that would be at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific, newsforthesoul.com. There, it will be posted on Facebook. So we're down to our last...
You have 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to start my sign-off.
Oh, but it's not the two-minute warning, so don't get too signy-off-ish. Okay, we did try to say
signy-off-ish.
Signy-off-ish. You've got 4 minutes, not two.
For those of you that are also on Facebook, I do have an 800 number that's going to be live starting Monday, and it will be nice to be able to connect with you that way. You won't arrange a specific period of time.
No, you can't.
No, you get 5 minutes free.
The first time you call.
Yes, and then you get by however many minutes you want to be on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can do one quick little reading and be gone.
Yeah.
What do you say? Let's rock for an hour or so.
Also, you can do message. We can do message readings. And I have had clients who have done this while they're on a date.
Mm.
You know, they will have me hook up with them to tell them, hey, which way should I go on this? So, yeah.
What? You're like the wingman or something. You're like you're the caller. What is it? Where they call and you're like, I have an emergency.
Oh, it's like when that game show on the taxi. Would you like to go to that special landline help call in? Yeah, I want to call my person and ask this one person this question. That was a cool game show.
Oh, I don't even. Oh. For their helpline?
It was the taxi cab thing where people just got in.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
It just got in.
It was like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right.
And he'd go and give them money to each stop that they would.
Say, you can bet here, this, this, and that.
But if you got too many wrong, he would just let you off.
Oh, you're
whatever.
Dumped.
You were walking.
You were dumped. It was a cool
I remember
thing.
Taxi
that.
Cab confession.
No, it wasn't taxi cab confession. That's about people talking about their private parts and stuff like that.
I remember watching that when I was like 16
Not
or 17.
Answering trivia questions. They're talking about.
And it was
Crouch
dirty.
It was dirty.
All right.
Yeah.
We have a 2 minute warning.
Yes, please also visit. You can see it right here up on the wall behind me. Those who are on Blog Talk, I have my own. I don't know why, but I just feel so every.
Well, you
feels
a lot of.
Okay, go to psychiclovedoctor.com. You can read up
it's
about
a minute 20 seconds.
Oh,
relax.
You can read up
I'll
about the method.
I shall mute them.
I also have a book that if you're good at learning something from the written word, you could actually teach yourself how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can arrange actual sessions with
and
me.
And on your Blog Talk radio area, you have all that information, right, I think?
I do believe.
Well, that's good. So, and we know that we've had at least one on there.
Yeah.
So, and the ones on our Facebook are faithful. They already know all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
true.
The ones that aren't, if you're a listener and you haven't called in and we don't know you're here, that's the info.
Yes, it is.
We're under the one-minute warning now.
So we're
down to 45 seconds.
We're going to now have to bid you adieu, and one thing I'd like to do before we leave is use the words of my grandmother who taught me this amazing dynamic method many, many years ago. She always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. We love you. See you next time.
A quick international shout-out. Donna Marie just showed up from the land of Ireland.
Donna Marie. All right, everybody. Got to go. Take care. We love you.
Sleep tight.
I'll
make every dream.